have said that everyone is a terrorist in Gaza and that hospitals are military headquarters. Netanyahu has even quoted from the Bible to justify killing men, women, children, babies, and even animals. This is the makeup of the regime, which is up against the people of faith who say they will not leave their land like in 1948, no matter what happens to them. Many of the Palestinians say the most the regime can do to them is kill them, but they will die with dignity, which is better than a life of being constantly controlled by the enemy. And they say that ultimately the victory will be for the Palestinian people. I'd like to welcome my guests to the program. Out of Sana'a, activist and political commentator Hossein al-Bakhati. And editor-in-chief Basira Press, Ali Salam, out of Moscow.
This is The Spotlight. The Spotlight takes an in-depth look at the headlines, featuring interviews with well-known guests from diverse backgrounds to get to the bottom of the story. You can listen to The Spotlight every day on IRIB English Radio.
Thank you both for being with me. Let's start this off in Sana'a. And Hossein, as the days go on, the Zionist regime continues to show its total disconnect from any form of humanity. What do you make of Netanyahu's quote from the Bible to justify what the regime is doing to the people of Gaza? Let me read it. It says, "Now go and attack Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have. Do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, child and infant, ox and sheep, camel and donkey." I mean, this is an absolute call for genocide, and he is saying it. Your thoughts, Hossein?
This exactly shows that the existence of Israel has been done by conducting this quote in their book, and they have been killing hundreds of thousands of Palestinians since the existence of Israel. And as well, what's happening in Gaza is shown to the world that Israel actually does not accept the existence of Palestinian people inside Palestine. We have seen that they have a peace agreement, for example, with Mahmoud Abbas in West Bank. But still, Palestinians are being killed and held, and their land has been grabbed. For the last 50 years, I mean, they haven't got anything good from the deal with Israel, even though there is no Hamas in West Bank. And on the other hand, we see that Mr. Netanyahu using this quote is because the full support that he's getting from United States, UK, Germany, and all those countries who have actually given Israel, as they say, the right to defend itself. This Israeli is not actually defending themselves. They are killing Palestinians. They are trying to drive Palestinians out of Gaza, like they did from other areas in Palestine. And as long as this international support from the governments of those countries like UK, Germany, France, and USA, you have seen millions of people has been taken to the street in London, in Germany, in Belgium, and all those countries. They are actually against the Israeli and the Zionist occupation of Palestine, and as well the Zionist aggression. This latest attack on Gaza, it has exposed Israel to the entire world, to the population, and it has shows solidarity around the world toward the Palestinian.
Okay, well, I mean, it's interesting, these Western regimes, they know about this settler colonial entity. And at the same time, they expect the Palestinian people not to resist at all. And the Israeli regime saying that it wants to crush the resistance. But isn't the reality is that by what it's doing, it's actually giving energy to the resistance, that it is the only way forward. And for every kid that we're looking at who's watching his home be destroyed, his siblings killed, his parents are under the rubble, that's fuel for the resistance. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. The United States and the Zionist regime share a very similar ideology. In fact, we can say that the United States was perhaps a testing ground for the type of policies we're seeing today implemented by the Zionist regime. They thought they were some kind of superior chosen people, and that that is their divine right to come and conquer this new land. Many of them referred to America as some kind of new Jerusalem. And of course, even back then, there was an alliance between the British colonists in America and some of the powerful families that would be proto-Zionists back then, such as the Rothschilds and many of these other banking families. So there's a huge history between the United States and the Zionist movement. So it's no surprise that they are essentially continuing these types of genocides until this day. And so resistance is really, as you mentioned, the only option for Palestinians to have liberation for their land, to regain their identity, to regain their freedom, because every single method has failed. The Palestinian Authority is a tool in the hand of the Zionist occupation. Mahmoud Abbas himself literally refers to the security agreement that they have with the Zionist regime as sacred, which is an absolute insult. And I think his time in his illegitimate position of power will eventually come to an end due to his betrayal of the Palestinian people. And resistance is the only way to move forward. And
all right, stay with me, Ali. Stay with me, Ali. Let me get Hossein back in on this. Hossein, let's talk about the resistance itself now. It has been 3 weeks since Operation Al-Quds flood, and it's miraculous outcome which took place. Do you think the regime will ever recover from that very well-coordinated operation? And do you think that due to its humiliation, that that is the reason it is behaving like a rabid dog and killing civilians in the way it is? Or is this the real nature of the regime?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen that the latest attack by Hamas against Israel, it shows how weak they are. I mean, just imagine in a matter of hours they have destroyed all Zionist army bases around Gaza. I mean, they have been under attack for many, many years, but still we have seen that Hamas is getting stronger by every day. And the Israelis think that if they attack and kill civilians and destroy their home, this is actually, as you said, it fuel. And it gives much support for Hamas. And I believe if the axis of resistance, if they are not going to coordinate and unite and coordinate attacks against Israel, either like from Yemen, from Lebanon, from Iraq, and as well from Syria, from Iran, I believe that when Israel will finish with Gaza, they will focus on Hezbollah after that, and they will try to take us and the axis of resistance one by one. That's why I think this is the time to break Israel, and I think this is the beginning of the downfall of the Zionist state of Israel. But there must be a coordinate attack from those countries against Israel, because this mass killing must stop by all means. And I think what's actually taken by force will only be returned by force.
Well, I mean, after 3 weeks of the Israeli onslaught on Gaza, I mean, let's talk about the resistance itself in Gaza. They are still sending missiles and targeting various areas inside of the regime. I mean, and as Hossein just said, I mean, this is individuals that have been under so much pressure. And, of course, we know basically Gaza has been cut off from the world now for 17 years. So let's talk about how amazing this is.
It really is inspiring to people who are, it's almost as if, you know, the West almost always pushes this narrative of the underdog versus the big bully. But in the sense, Palestine is that underdog, but they're not taking their side. Obviously, they wouldn't. So it's something, they have very simple means compared to the rest of resistance forces in the region. Iran is obviously much more powerful. Hezbollah is much more powerful. Even in some ways, Ansar Allah in Yemen, where our brother, our colleague is coming from, is perhaps more powerful than the Palestinian resistance. But with such simple means, they're able to essentially bring the entire Zionist intelligence and security apparatus to their knees. And this is only something that comes, as you mentioned in the beginning, through faith. And it's something that the arrogance of the Zionist enemy has blinded them, and it has essentially made them weak, among many different factors which make them weak. But we can spend so much time going through each one of those. But it's only one direction for the Zionist entity, which is complete and total collapse. And hopefully that can happen without them resorting to using their nuclear weapons and their so-called Samson option, which would cause massive destruction around the world.
Right. Well, Hossein, the resistance has so far been able to stop a major ground invasion as regime troops have tried to enter Gaza. They were hit hard by resistance fighters. Your take, how has the resistance been able to repel what is said to be the most well-equipped military in the region?
I mean, they have been dealing with Israeli army for many, many years. I mean, they have actually got trained and they are ready for this day. We have seen just today the Hamas fighters has conducted an attack behind an enemy line. Since the last 3 days, Israeli has been trying to get into Gaza, but they have all their attempts have been failed. There are reports that Zionist soldiers were captured and were killed. Many armored vehicles has been and tanks has been destroyed. This actually shows the strength of Hamas, and this strength actually it comes from the support of the people in Gaza toward Hamas. If Hamas has not any support from the people, or as they say that Hamas was the reason that is actually destroying Gaza, as they say in the Zionist propaganda, and is not Israelis because of the existence of Hamas. I mean, if they have no support, they will not be able to stop this major and massive attack from one of the strongest army in the Middle East. But I believe that Hamas still have many types of attack against Israel, but they are not actually, they have not used all their power because they don't want to put all their paper on the table. They are trying to stop the Israeli attack, but I believe they still have many new weapons, new types. We might see in the coming days there might be attacks against Zionist ships and military ships in the sea. That's why we've seen in this latest clashes that actually the resistance is the one who have the upper hand against one of the most powerful army in the Middle East.
This is The Spotlight. The Spotlight takes an in-depth look at the headlines, featuring interviews with well-known guests from diverse backgrounds to get to the bottom of the story. You can listen to The Spotlight every day on IRIB English Radio.
Right. Well, Ali, how is it that the regime, which always bragged about how professional and efficient its military is simply killing civilians from the air or by gunboats from the sea or tanks on the outskirts of the strip? I mean, that doesn't take any kind of military expertise to kill kids. So what's going on?
Well, in a sense, as I mentioned, their arrogance blinds them. So as the statement you mentioned from Netanyahu at the beginning, which is absolutely wicked and evil, just calling for the annihilation of anything that lives, anything that moves, which is totally contrary to anything that came from the holy prophets that were in Palestine during the time of when the Israelites were living there. The prophet Moses, the prophet Joseph, all of these would be against the Zionist regime, and they have nothing to do with what the Zionist regime is doing. They're complete opposite. So it's only makes sense that this very satanic, ungodly values that came out of Netanyahu's mouth would be their standard policy, but it has no military objective. Maybe it satisfies their bloodlust. Maybe it satisfies their very sick
mentality. Well, let me just jump in here, Ali. Sorry to interrupt you, because, you know, it's interesting with what he said. Now, can you imagine a Muslim leader? Of course, a Muslim leader would never say such a thing, but just imagine the type of press and the outrage that would be made for this type of statement. But as we see, yes, they have mentioned it in various articles, but nothing major in condemn. This is a so-called leader who's actually justifying genocide.
The double standards are absolutely insane. As you mentioned, if someone of a Muslim background had made such statements, it would be all over the press. The irony, though, however, is that the Muslim leaders, in recent times at least, the so-called Muslim leaders that have made such statements are the ones that are allied with the Zionist regime in the United States, namely ISIS and al-Nusra and all these other terrorists that were created by the CIA and by the Mossad. So the arrogance and the wickedness of the Zionist regime will lead to its downfall, because there's no military objective to their very sadistic slaughtering and genocide of innocent people. And so they have no courage, they have no morale to be able to face the people whom they are genociding face to face, whereas this is a matter of life or death or dignity versus humiliation for the Palestinian people, because this is their land and they're going to be genocided anyways, whether they pick up arms, whether they lay down arms. Palestinians will be treated and bombed this way no matter if they fight back or they just accept their fate. So they would prefer to die with humiliation, die with dignity rather than live with humiliation. That itself is a weapon that the Zionist regime cannot and never defeat. And that's why even the so-called ground invasion, it has not even been a ground invasion. It's been a few like meters of land and then they get chased back out. So they cannot survive against the Palestinian resistance, which is the least equipped and the most simply equipped of the resistance forces. They won't stand one chance against Hezbollah, against the Ansar Allah in Yemen, and certainly not against the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Well, Hussein, do you think the Israeli regime will ever regain what it has lost during these 3 weeks, that it has lost the narrative? It tried to create an invincible picture of itself, which has been totally destroyed. And it has always tried to create itself as the victim, which I believe the world has seen through. Your assessment of the picture of Israel, especially for many in the West, prior to October 7th, and since then?
I think that the Zionist state of Israel will never recover from the defeat that has been done to them by the attack on 7 October. And we have seen the response shows their arrogant, and they actually want to put back themselves back as they used to be. But I don't think that they can reach any of that, because we've seen there has been more than 1,700 Israeli who has been killed. I think if Hamas will continue its resistance, will continue its attack, Israel actually cannot conduct a long war. I mean, most of the war that they have gone with either with Egypt or with Hezbollah, it was about 1 month, 2 months. I mean, but if the resistance will continue its fight, and with the prisoners that they have, they could actually get out all the Palestinian that has been held and captured by Israel. But actually, what's actually shameful is the stand some of Arabic country. We have seen as an example, Egypt is not able to get food trucks inside Gaza. I mean, they have to get permission from the United States and as well from Israel. I mean, President of Egypt have said that he's not okay with driving Gaza people towards Sinai. He said you can take them to Nakba desert. So he's not against was actually happening toward the Palestinian. But we have seen that Israel actually, with all the power, they have all the support from the United States. What they doing now in Gaza, I mean, they are just doing carpet bombing. I mean, this type of attack and this type of bombing, any regime can do it. But what's the result? We've seen the result is the resistance is getting much, much stronger.
And Ali, since we've been talking on this program, three more kids in Gaza have likely been killed. As an average now, a child in Gaza is killed by the Israeli every 10 minutes. Your final thoughts?
It's really hard to put into words, but this tragedy is going totally unnoticed by the Western media, which then cries about Ukraine, which cries about so many other different things, but it makes you realize that they don't have a heart for human suffering. It's only a tool for them. If they would, they would. Palestine and Gaza would be the number one of their priority, but it isn't. And there are people around the world who are waking up to this, even those who are in the heart of the West who have been subjected to this brainwashing their entire life, as, for example, even in my childhood, I was subjected to this brainwashing before God guided me away from it. But it's still, there's a massive, massive hypocrisy, and it just goes to show that human rights is a tool, and they don't care about human suffering unless the media tells them to care or some Soros-funded NGO tells them to care. So it's time that we, who still have the spark of humanity left in our hearts, to actually genuinely care about human suffering and put it to an end. And that includes recognizing and honoring the moral, legal, and divine rights of those who are being subjected to this type of genocide, which we are witnessing live, to armed resistance. We cannot dictate to them how they can or cannot resist the enemy. And armed resistance is the most efficient and the only way forward. Any other tactic, whether it be boycotting, must be complementary to resistance, and we must be extremely skeptical of anyone who tries to delegitimize resistance.
And on that note, I thank both of you for being with me. Hossein Al-Bakhati, activist and political commentator out of Sana'a. Ali Salam, editor-in-chief Basira Press out of Moscow. And thank you for being with us on another Spotlight. I'm Marzieh Hashimi. Goodbye.
Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the verses of chapter Nur, the 24th chapter of the Holy Quran and different commentary points of these verses. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 37th verse of chapter Nur.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار.
Are men whom neither commerce nor sale distracts from the remembrance of Allah and performance of prayer and giving of zakah. They fear a day in which the hearts and eyes will fearfully turn about.
Brothers and sisters, let's listen to the 37th verse of this chapter. رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. Men who neither merchandise nor business diverts from the remembrance of the Almighty Allah. It is interesting that the reason why these kinds of people are always in remembrance of Almighty Allah is mentioned. Why? يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ. Because they are always fearful. And we say always because the continuous form of the verb is used. يخافون has a sense of continuity in it. And this means that if you want to be from the man of Almighty Allah, you have to improve this kind of sense in yourself. You have to let this sense flourish in you, which is the sense of fear, always being in remembrance of the Almighty Allah through the fear of يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارُ. Anyway, we said that this holy phrase is sometimes interpreted as different sources of lights, and sometimes as various kinds of light, and sometimes as its various phases. But all of them are possible and can be included in the meaning of this verse. And so the concept of these couple of verses are totally vast, and they can... Their concept can encompass everything. But there are some points to be noted. Some traditions indicate that the objective of the persons mentioned in this noble verse, رِجَالٌ لَا تُلْهِهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ, is those businessmen who stop working and get prepared to perform ritual prayer when they hear the call to prayer. I mean, the adhan. And the point is that business is not the only factor that entertains men and prevents them from remembering Allah. But there are also other factors mentioned in the Quran, such as wealth, such as desires, such as bad friends and offsprings, etc. Anyway, mentioning business as one of the clearest extensions and cases of the things that can possibly divert the attention from the remembrance of Almighty Allah emphasizes the fact that they need to be noted.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Wow.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So, dear listeners, as could understand, this verse is talking about those rijal, لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. There are some people in the world that nor merchandise nor business diverts from the remembrance of Almighty Allah. This means that their aim in their lives is the remembrance of Almighty Allah, is His satisfaction, and whatever they do, whatever they engage in, is because of His satisfaction. Now, based on what we understood now, we can refer back to the meaning of the previous verses. زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية. Olive tree has been described as a blessed tree in these verses that we mentioned. And if in that age the importance of this phrase was not clear when the Quran was descended, but now we know it fully because great scientists have spent many years to study the different properties of plants, and they tell us that this tree produces a blessed fruit which contains one of the most useful and valuable oils, and it plays an important role in the health of the body of human beings. Ibn Abbas says that all parts of this tree is valuable and good. Even its ash has also got plenty of properties, and it has many benefits. It is the first tree that, after the flood of Noah, grew, and prophets have uttered invocation, prayed for it to be a blessed tree. Anyway, what we want to mention here now is that these men of Almighty Allah are somehow like this tree, because they are full of blessings, and wherever they go, they can grow even more. They can educate people like themselves, and that is why they are like this Zaytunatin la sharqiyatin wa la gharbiya. Wherever they go, they educate people like themselves. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always last for me, worry, and that's when faith begins.
Life is full of choices. Choose the best option. Visit us at parstoday.ir/en. IRIB English Radio.
Yusuf Jalali, Tehran.
Rubashavit, Gaza.
Jerome Hughes, Brussels.
Saeed Pereza, London.
Rasha Saglam, Istanbul.
Saeed Amin Alemi, Kabul.
Shahana Bhatt, Indian administered Kashmir.
Around the world with reporters.
On Saturday, more than 1 million people gathered in Atatürk Airport in Istanbul in support of Palestinians in the besieged Gaza. The rally was attended by Turkish President as well as a number of ministers and parliament members. Erdogan said the Western countries that shed crocodile tears over the death of civilians in Ukraine are not only turning a blind eye to the death of Palestinian civilians in Gaza, but also supporting it. He added that Turkey is against this double standard and hypocritical behavior. Turkish President also went on to say that the West has mobilized its politicians and media to legitimize the massacre of the innocent people of Gaza.
The main culprit behind the massacre unfolding in Gaza is the West. The massacre in Gaza is entirely the work of the West. Israel will not last even 3 days without the support of Western countries. They fully support the child killers in Gaza. Israel is now behaving like a war criminal.
Erdogan also warned that his country is preparing to reveal to the world that Israel is a war criminal.
We came here with our kids to stand with the people of Palestine, to voice our rejection to the killing of children. This is not a war. This is a genocide. Everyone knows and sees this, but they are unfortunately silent. I did not want to be silent. That's why I came here.
The rally-goers chanted slogans condemning Israeli atrocities in the Gaza Strip, calling it the genocide of this century. They called on their government to take concrete actions to end the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians.
At the concert today, of course, I canceled it. And I came here to voice my rejection to the Israel massacre against civilians and to support Palestinian people who have been witnessing a real massacre for the past 22 days. I hope that the voice of the 1 million who attended to this rally would reach the 3 billion Muslims all over the world, and we can push it to stop aggression.
The rally was attended by political party leaders, politicians, and artists. Protesters from different nationalities also attended to show their support for Gaza. They voiced their anger at the Israeli war on a blockaded strip that has no electricity, water, and even internet.
I am from Gaza and my whole family is there. I have lost contact with them since yesterday. For the past 22 days, Gaza has been under attack and civilians and children are dying. The international community is silent and all we need now is a ceasefire as even hospitals are being bombed and the situation is very bad in the strip.
Following Erdogan's speech, Israeli Foreign Minister Eli Cohen ordered Israeli diplomats in Turkey to return to Israel and called for a reassessment of ties with Turkey due to what he called harsh criticism by leaders in Turkey against the military offensive on Gaza.
Just like other cities around the world, people in Istanbul are calling for an end to the Israeli aggression on Gaza. People here want their government and the international community to help stop the Israeli genocide of Palestinians. Rasha Saglam, Istanbul.
Paris has resumed banning pro-Palestinian demonstrations, this time in what many committed activists said was a trap laid especially for them. Just 90 minutes before the start of a highly anticipated anti-Israel march across the city, local authorities withdrew the permit. That gave police the power to abuse, fine, and arrest those who attended, and also to unfairly portray peaceful protesters as lawbreakers. Similar tactics were used to scare the average citizen from joining the Yellow Vest movement, and it makes the lack of huge protests in Europe's largest Muslim country more understandable. Marchers accused Israel of almost too many atrocities in Gaza to list. Official war crimes, the most brutal siege in modern times, on top of an already illegal 17-year blockade. The indiscriminate bombing of civilians, propagating false and easily disproven claims regarding the actions of Hamas, the murder of thousands of children, attacks on schools, hospitals, and mosques, decades of apartheid, a merciless imperialist project reminiscent of a thankfully bygone era of human history, and on and on.
A genocide.
It's a genocide. We must call a cat, as we say in France. But wow, what a poor cat. Across France, people are morally devastated by what they are seeing being done to Palestine. How can these things be happening in 2023?
Many voiced contempt for already deeply unpopular President Emmanuel Macron, who has given almost unconditional support for Tel Aviv.
We don't understand the position of our president at all. How can he unconditionally support the crimes of Israel and not support Palestinian civilians? How can he support Israel when they are not respecting the most basic human rights? And then to ban our public support for Palestine shows how he's gone from very bad to intolerable.
Macron has joined Washington in openly expressing fear that if Israeli atrocities do not stop, the entire region could rally to the Palestinian cause. With three African countries expelling French troops and ambassadors this summer, anti-Western sentiment could spread very far. Ramin Mazahiri, Paris.
In response to a call by the Palestinian revolutionary factions, thousands of Syrians and Palestinians gathered in Jaramana refugee camp in Damascus to show their support for Gaza and the resistance front.
Today we reaffirm our right to return, determine our fate and establish our Palestinian state and our land with its capital in Al-Quds. We came today as civilians, but we confirm to the Zionist enemy that we can become fighters at any time.
Today we are sending a message to the entire world to see what is happening to our people in Palestine and the injustices they face, particularly women and children.
Protesters expressed their unwavering support for Gaza, pledging to lay down their lives in defense of Palestine and affirming that martyrdom is the only way to reclaim their right of liberating their land.
Today, amidst the challenging circumstances faced by Gaza, we observe a significant bias in Western media, which conceals the truths and events unfolding in Gaza, from Syria, a resilient nation, and from the Jarmana camp, in the heart of the capital Damascus. These people declare, "We as Palestinians and Syrians are brothers in blood and arms."
The crowds condemned the complicity of Western media in the heinous crimes committed by Israel against Palestinians and expressed their trust in the resistance media to reveal the truth.
While the Western media outlets turn a blind eye to over 2 million Palestinians trapped under daily Israeli bombing in Gaza, the Syrian people tell the world, "We believe in resistance and we will support Palestine until victory." Ibrahim Wahdi, Damascus.
On Friday, a two-day conference dubbed Stop World War III kicked off in the Italian capital. Dozens of geopolitical analysts, delegates from peace movements and individuals took part in the event, which is aimed at discussing the root causes of the war between Russia and Ukraine and Israel's aggression on the Gaza Strip.
Experts at the conference are saying the ongoing war in the Gaza Strip could possibly spill over to turn into a wider regional conflict and drag in more countries amid the Russia-Ukraine war and other geopolitical tensions across the globe. There are speculations that potential ripple effects of these conflicts could develop into a new world war.
Conference speakers all agreed that the current wars have been triggered by the US and supported by its closest allies to maintain a unipolar world order, which is being called into question by billions of people across the globe.
We are in a historical transitional phase from a US-led decaying monopolar global order to a new one. Those representing the old order are wounded beasts, and wounded beasts are extremely dangerous.
Regarding the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war, some analysts and top officials pointed out that the conflict did not start neither on February 24 last year, nor when the US incited the 2014 coup, but farther back in time with the expansion of NATO towards Eastern Europe.
The NATO in the present form is the most source of war danger in Europe and in the world. And that's why NATO not only should stop expansion, but NATO should stop its existence.
Israel is a supremacist, racist, warmongering, and colonialist state.
This state does not represent the Jewish community as a whole. There is a deep split in it, as many Jews are against Zionism.
On Friday, the United Nations urged Israel to put an end to its collective punishment of the entire population of the Gaza Strip, noting that collective punishment is a war crime. Max Civili, Rome.
As the Israeli regime's onslaught on Gaza continues, protests in the Lebanese capital, Beirut, have not diminished. Words of solidarity and chants are the only weapon people here have to express their anger. But Beirut is not only condemning Israeli crimes, but also remembering those killed in the Israeli targeting of civilians. Abdulrahman al-Hassani, also known as Abed, Palestinian living and working in Lebanon, lost 10 members of his family in one night as a result of the Israeli shelling.
This blood that has been shed is a gift to every free person in the world so we can all live with dignity. No matter how far this enemy goes with its killing, we must live freely and honorably and take the path which has been lit for us by the martyrs. This blood of the children, women, elderly and youth is the most precious thing we have to give in order to see Palestine, which yearns for life and freedom without an oppressive occupier.
His friends, who were heartbroken and came to give their condolences, were stunned with how he greeted them with a smile on his face.
As you can see, the smile doesn't leave his face. He's happy for his family because they believe this is what they've been raised to do until they achieve liberation. But at the same time, this should expose what the barbaric actions of the Israelis happening in Gaza. We believe that we are all in this together.
Actually, no words are enough to deliver what we feel toward the massacre that happens, and also towards the smile that Abdulrahman is really expressing. All his family members are martyrs, and this is such a big thing. But it is so normal for the Gaza people, for the Palestinian people, who are day after day standing, resisting this criminal, Israel.
They know that this is the price that they have paid, that they have to pay for liberation of their land. And he just lost 10 members of his family, including his sister. I mean, he had this very beautiful relationship with his sister, and she has a beautiful daughter. She's 2 years old. Her name is Ward, and he just lost her. And it's been a long time since he last see them.
But you can see a lot of resilience. You can still see a lot of patience. God has given him so much patience. I have no idea how he's been able to go through all of that.
In addition to his uncle and brother, who were leaders in the Palestinian resistance, at least 5 children were killed during this massacre, which is one of the many taking place in Gaza amid international silence. Abed's family is one of many in Gaza that are willing to give their lives for the sake of their homeland. While the Israeli atrocities have led to global condemnation on the barbaric nature of the regime's practices, yet Palestinian people believe that their sacrifices is a necessary step on the path to liberation. Maryam Saleh, Beirut.
The Turkish president has called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza while announcing the cancellation of a planned visit to Israel. Erdogan said his problem was not with the Israeli people, but with Netanyahu's cabinet and its inhumane war against Palestinians in Gaza. The Turkish president also considered Hamas a group of fighters defending their land, rejecting the term terrorist that Israel and the Western officials often use in reference to the Palestinian resistance movement.
We had a project to go to Israel, but it was cancelled. We will not go. Israel has taken advantage of Turkey's good intentions. I urge for an immediate ceasefire. Hamas is not a terrorist group, but a group of liberators and mujahideen fighting to protect their homeland and their citizens.
The Turkish president said the international community should learn a lesson from previous failed peace negotiations between the two sides. Erdogan assured that Turkey can be a mediator on a new round of talks, while also insisting on the importance of Palestinian unity to make it work. He added that he was saddened by the United Nations Assembly's inability to reach a resolution for a ceasefire. Meanwhile, the Turkish people continue to hold protests across the country, condemning the Israeli aggressions in Gaza. People in major cities have been calling on their government to intervene in order to end the siege on the Gaza Strip and stop the killing of innocent civilians. More than 6,000 Palestinians have been killed and around 18,000 others injured since the start of the Israeli war in the Gaza Strip. Over 50% of the buildings in the blockaded strip are also destroyed. This, the result of only 3 weeks of Israel's relentless bombardment of the besieged territory. Meanwhile, the world leaders are either apt to support the regime's atrocities or remain silent. Rashan Saglam, Istanbul.
Ambassadors of Arab and Islamic countries to Russia expressed their support for Palestinians, condemning the brutal Israeli aggression on the Gaza Strip. They slammed the ethnic cleansing carried out by Israel against Palestinians with the support of the United States. Iran's ambassador to Moscow, Kazem Jalali, emphasized that the genocide of the Palestinian people is a tragedy for all humanity. He also described Israel's crimes against the Palestinians as disgusting and shameful.
For the past 75 years, the Israeli regime has been killing, imprisoning Palestinians and exterminating people. Imam Khomeini said that the Israeli regime was not the regime that wanted to move towards peace from the very beginning. As long as Israel exists, the region will not see peace. The U.S. condones its crimes. 45 resolutions were vetoed by the United States in the UN and Security Council, preventing the voice of the Palestinian people from being heard.
The tragedy of both Arabs and Muslims began with the Balfour Declaration in 1917. Since then, they have been confronting not only Israel, but also everyone who sponsors, supports, and justifies the crimes of this regime.
There is not enough reason for Israel and for the international community and for European and for American to stand against with Israel against Palestinian. In Gaza, we are living more than 2.5 million Palestinian civilian. You know, and I mean, from the day one, they closed water, electricity, fuel, anything.
The Lebanon position is very clear. We don't want war. We don't want any provocation, but at the same time, we are ready to defend our land. We are ready to defend our dignity. We are ready to defend our people. And Israel has to stop its aggression on Lebanon, on Palestine, and on Syria. A small group of Hamas who have proved that small group of people who have the belief in their cause and who are insisted to go back to their own land and to regain their own right, they can do, I mean, a heroic things as they did.
We protest against the genocide committed by the Israeli occupiers in Palestine in general and in the Gaza Strip in particular. As Palestinians abroad, we still believe this is the end of Israel. What happened on October 7th is direct evidence of Israel's shame and disgrace. It is obvious that they cannot resist the Palestinian people. Israel's furious revenge in the form of bombs and missiles on our land and peaceful people is the revenge of despair. We cannot stop at written and verbal condemnations of the Israeli genocide. How many more Palestinian children must die for the whole world to come to their defense? Does this mean that what is happening in Ukraine is a war according to international rules and the direct extermination of Palestinians is the defense of Israel?
The participants in the event stressed that despite all the lies about the Palestinian people that the Israeli regime and the United States have spread, the issue of Palestine remains a central and righteous cause. To this day, the United Nations confirms in all its documents that the Palestinian territories are occupied and has adopted several resolutions in favor of Palestinians.
Ordinary people around the world are heartbroken over relentless Israeli bombings of the Gaza Strip that have left thousands of Palestinians dead and thousands more wounded so far. Moscovites continue to shower flowers to mourn the Palestinian victims. Marina Kartunova, Moscow.
این چیزی که انسان را
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Date February 11th, 1983. The Islamic Consultative Assembly that is at the head of all bodies at the same time that it has knowledgeable, intellectual and educated individuals. It would be good if, wherever necessary, it invites devoted experts in the commissions so that with meeting of their minds, the tasks are performed quickly and assuredly. The opinion of devoted and pious experts is to be taken for identifying the subjects for the secondary tenets of Islam so that the tasks are performed in a befitting manner.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and what we do in this program is to listen to certain sentences and speeches of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh, the great founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, on the subject of Palestine, which is a quite controversial issue nowadays. And in the recent days, in fact, this great character has said, "Because of my religious obligation, I hereby warn the people of Iran and the Muslims of the world that the Holy Quran and Islam are in danger. The independence of our country and its economy are in danger of being seized by the Zionists. With the deadly silence of the Muslims, it won't be long before the Zionists destroy the existence of the Muslim nation in all its aspects." Well, the Palestinian issue and the malicious behavior of Israel were always topics that Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh talked about in his speeches because it was of great importance to him.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi sallallahu alayhi.
The Holy Imam rahmatullah alayh conceded the increasing power of Israel and the subjugation of Muslim nations at the hands of this brutal regime to be the destruction of Islam and the Holy Book of Quran. When the Third Arab-Israeli War broke out in 1973, Imam rahmatullah alayhi delivered a message to the Islamic governments and Muslim nations stressing the need to maintain unity. He called upon them to gather all their forces in order to fight Israel. In this speech, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh summarized the mechanisms involved in the fight against Israel in several categories, and he announced these to the general Muslim population. As a matter of fact, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh emphasized maintaining unity for the liberation of Palestine as being the most important main path to achieving victory. This was because he didn't believe that the large colonial power's intention for creating Israel was merely to occupy Palestine. Imam rahmatullah alayh, in fact, believed that if the way was open to Israel, all Muslim countries would eventually end up suffering the same fate as Palestine. That is why Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh likened Israel to cancerous tumor, and he said that its immediate eradication was obligatory for all Muslims. Thank you very much. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.